Did you ever see the one with like the serial killer?
Yes, I have seen that
Yeah,
one.
that
I was gonna
one.
bring that up, but I didn't want to seem weird.
Don't worry, I got you covered.
Thanks, Evgol. Howdy, partners. Ready for the episode 23 of Shenantics. Wow, I butchered that shit. How's it going, guys? Hello. Welcome to the next episode of Shenantics Podcast. My name is Skanky, and I'm here with my good old friend, M. Cole. M. Cole, say hello to the people of the Shenantics Podcast.
Hello, people of the Shenantics Podcast.
You're supposed to say howdy. We practice
howdy. Oh, damn it. Oh, I have my cowboy hat on and everything.
Yeah, I know. I have my spurs on.
No.
I put a huge hole in my chair from my spurs, and I honestly can't get it out. I'm stuck in this chair now.
Forever. You live in that chair.
I live in this chair.
I wish I had the coconuts with me. Go blop, 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 blop.
Wow, I'm going to make that a notification sound.
God damn it.
I wish I had the coconuts with me. What the hell? Kind of, is that like a Flintstones reference? Like, what is that?
That's how you make horse sounds. You take like the coconuts and clap them together. So it's like clunk, 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 clunk.
Do you work for like a Hollywood studio company in the 1940s? Like, what is that?
How would you make horsey sounds?
You get a horse.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't realize. So innovative, Skanky. So innovative.
You're so cutting edge. I didn't realize the Shenantic budget could cover that.
Oh, trust me. We're good with our advertisers now.
Perfect. Perfect. The stream brought to you by Bookable, the number one audiobook company on the internet.
This podcast sponsored by CSGO Lotto. Go ahead and bet all of your earnings on there. It's a great website. Go check it out. Don't check it out. It's not a good site.
I thought they all got shut down.
I don't think it works anymore. Yeah, I don't think you can actually go on there and do anything.
Yeah, I think they closed them all down, got rid of them all.
Although I think some of them exist somehow. I don't know. I see people still like using, like betting their skins and stuff from CSGO on websites, but I don't know how they exist. They must have some loop around or something.
Or maybe they only like, they're kind of like flying under the radar. And so like, as soon as they're noticed, then they're going to be gone type thing.
That's true. That's
true. It could just be like all their ones pop up. It could be like those, you know, those illegal viewing of videos and movies on the internet type sites.
I would never know anything about that.
Yeah, me either. A friend told me once, I think. Sometime.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Joe Mumbly. I mean,
oh man, shit, damn.
But like their URL changes all the time because it's like one's taken down, someone else just takes the source code and like re-uploads it all again.
Uh-huh.
So it's, you know, they all have different weird domains.
But yeah, yeah. It's interesting how they skirt the laws in those kind of cases. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So a part of me has always wanted to be like a digital copyright like attorney, and like I think it could be fun, like protecting the pirates out there.
Protecting the pirates. Okay, I thought you were gonna be like working for the companies taking down the pirates.
No, I work for the little guy. You get. I'll defend you, and you're
That'd
right.
Pretty cool, man.
Post illegal stuff.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I was looking for jobs a little bit ago because I just changed companies. One of the jobs I saw postings for was someone that did something along those lines, like defending people against like the studios and copyright claims and stuff. So that seemed fun, but I didn't feel like it was a long-term career choice.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't really apply for that one.
But it sounds like something that would be fun for a little while though, and then you move to something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of like a cool little niche of law.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be fun for a little bit. For a little bit. Like drone law. Drone law would be fun for like a year. And then like, I'm done. I'm done with this. Let's go back to
like, all you would do is, that's it. Just drones. All And you'd learn. I mean, it'd be kind of cool because you'd learn all about drones and stuff. And drone law, which is that like a, well, you have like, there's federal laws for drones now, right?
Yeah, more and more are coming out. Like, so part of the big problem is that like the technology beat the law. to market as like it often does. And so like the old laws weren't like there was this weird gray area that didn't cover what drones were doing. And so it's like and then or it covered it like too strictly where they were like weren't allowed at all. And so
Yeah.
then the law kind of had to start to adapt. But even outside of like the government, like you have private party issues also with privacy and stuff like that. So yeah, there's it's a it is an up and coming area of law, but who knows how
Yeah.
long it'll be around.
Well, my big question with all those things is like with now that the FAA, right, regulates drones, what about like anyone who has just a regular old like RC airplane that they've been flying for like since the 80s? Like, are they also under that same law by the FAA?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
See, these are the questions where we need a lawyer. Let's bring on a lawyer.
We that actually would be really fun. That would be really fun to bring like a lawyer that specializes in some like weird area of law and just ask them questions. It
That'd be
can't be
awesome.
me. I'm a boring type lawyer.
You're not a boring type of lawyer. Come on now. Taxes? Oh, let's not talk about it. I'll go to sleep. I'll fall asleep.
Exactly. Everyone will be gone. It'll be just.
Oh God, remember when Shenantics was fun and exciting?
Yes. Here's the thing about tax law. It is super boring for everyone until like taxes start impacting your life. And then you're like, oh God, all right, now I actually care. So let's sit down and talk.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, we are not talking about taxes on this podcast.
No, we're not going to talk about taxes.
So hopefully I'll get a TwitchCon panel and then anyone that wants to hear about it can go there and
That's
listen.
great. Does that mean that you're actually going to TwitchCon, MCall?
Hopefully. I have every intention and plan to go to TwitchCon. It's just if I can get the time off from work. So I will book hotels, planes, and buy TwitchCon tickets if I don't get the panel. And the only thing that would stop me is if I don't get my PTO approved.
All right. All right. I'll be waiting.
All right. If my PTO doesn't get approved, you should just extend your trip and stop over in Chicago and then
Oh,
hang out
God.
on your
That'd be
way
cool.
to TwitchCon. So,
24-hour layover.
yeah, it'd be great.
Oh,
It'd be
my God.
perfect.
That would be a great movie. Why has that not been a movie yet?
Oh, that would be an awesome movie.
Right? You got a friend, kind of like a Hangover-esque thing,
That's
right?
just about to say
From
that.
California, going to see his friend in Chicago, call it 24-hour layover, and it's all the shenanigans that they get into for
Oh my
24
God,
hours.
yes. You know,
Right? Why has that not been a movie yet?
here's the thing, Skanky. Movies are so pre-2000,
Okay.
pre-2015. What we could do, you and I, cutting edge, we're not gonna make a movie. We're gonna do this. We're gonna call it 24-hour layover, and we're gonna stream the 24-hour shenanigans that go on between Skanky and Emcall.
Wow.
That would be awesome.
An IRL stream.
An IRL stream. An IRL 24-hour stream of just random ass crap. It'll be amazing.
Wow. That actually sounds kind of cool.
Right? Doesn't it?
It doesn't sound very cool for my data limit, but it sounds cool like for every other area. Like that sounds cool.
I feel like we actually need someone else to come with us so that they can at least like hold the camera or like help us like do this. 'Cause I feel like you and I like can you imagine like trying to like run a stream while being out in like the real world and interacting with chat and interacting with each other and then
Yeah.
doing other stuff? Like I feel like that'd be exhausting. It might
For
only be like a
24 hours,
1 hour stream.
too.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like I
God,
can't
that'd
even do
be.
that for like 1 hour, let alone an entire day. So
Yeah, that's a little rough. That'd be a little hard to do, I think. I'm up for
Then
the challenge, though.
but then after we finish the 24-hour stream of IRL stream, we can cut it down and actually make a movie out of it and do like a little indie thing where premiered at Sundance and be like, if you want the behind the scenes director's cut, go watch the 24-hour IRL stream and here's the best parts of
Damn.
it. So
Damn, that's good. See, MCall,
yeah.
this is great. Why do we always come up with these ideas and I have to like try to edit them out of the podcast? Because this is fabulous. This is so good.
Yes. Well, baby, see, here's the thing though. We don't have to necessarily edit it out because this will be posted online. And so if anyone else does it, we can just be like, look, see, we came up with it first over
Yeah, it's
here.
true.
Original
That's true.
idea, you stole from us.
This is the
So.
trailer to the movie, guys.
Yes, there we go.
This whole podcast is a build-up to this 24-hour layover movie that we're going to make.
That's going to be great.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I'm so excited that you're coming to Chicago.
Yeah, I got to figure that out.
That's a part of it.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that one. Kind of sucks I already booked my ticket back home, too, so, Oh, boy.
All right, we'll figure it out.
You know, I do hope you can go to TwitchCon, because it'd be nice to see you again and rub your beard on my hands. And plus, I need someone at TwitchCon to show me around, because I've never been before.
Yeah, TwitchCon's a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
It's going to be the... honestly, I just want to get a Twitch shirt, so...
That's it. That's the only reason. That's why you're going to book like a multi-$100 ticket to California.
Yep. I'm just going to get a sweatshirt, man. Going there to get a Twitch sweatshirt, and I'm good.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's why everyone else goes to TwitchCon, too.
Why? What do they have at TwitchCon? Like, what kind of booths are there? What's the floor like? What's the happenings of TwitchCon?
One thing with TwitchCon is it's kind of... I feel like it's still very much in flux because they've only had two of them so far. So this will be the third one. And so it's like they're kind of trying to find themselves as like a convention. And they have like a bunch of ideas of which like that really do stick. But a lot of it is also changing. And a big part of it is it feels like the exhibit floor is changing a lot. Just because like the first year, like it was very, very small. Second year, it got bigger. But it's kind of like the thing about if you're a company and you're like, why am I going to spend the money and resources to exhibit at TwitchCon? Like, what's the purpose, right? Like PAX West was 2 or 3 weeks earlier, like kind of sell me on it. And so as the convention grows, they have more appeal to try and bring other people in. I'm thinking back now, I think I'm confusing like TwitchCon and PAX South. Like, I'm trying to remember what their show floors are like.
Okay.
But there wasn't too much exciting stuff on the show floor. Like, there was a few things, but it wasn't just like super blow you away. But the panels and events that they have going on are awesome. It's just so much fun. It feels like the entire day there's always something going on to like go out and find and watch in like the main theater and stuff like that. And there's just tons of panels that are relevant to you or have entertainment that like you watch on Twitch all the time and it's cool to see live, right? So like if you're into watching JP's JP's role play streams, they typically in the past 2 years have done a live version of those, so you can go catch that. Last year they had the talent show, which was really awesome, which kind of branched out from like the creative stuff, so like that is a really, really cool thing. They do have cosplay contest, which is also really, really cool. They had the champions of the PJ Sultan of Salt or whatever, is that what it's called? Do you know what that is?
I have no... The Sultan of SWAT?
No, Sultan
the
of Salt.
The Colossus of Clout?
No.
King of Crash.
You don't know what this is?
I have no idea what that is now.
Really? Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. All right, so they have the championships of them at TwitchCon. And it actually kind of goes on all year long. And they have them at like PAX South, PAX East, and all the different PAXes to lead up to TwitchCon. And what it is they get big name streamers that they compete against each other in very, very salt inducing games, like super difficult. Like it's either like versus type games, or it's like you have some type of platformer with like really like crazy like time jumps and all that kind of stuff. And it's like super rage inducing. So you're watching these streamers compete, and then like from like PAX East, like the one that wins at PAX East goes on to like play at TwitchCon. And so at TwitchCon, you have them all competing and they're all like super random games. Like most of them I've never even heard before. And then at TwitchCon in the main stage, they have like the championships where they compete there to like crown the person that is the Sultan of Salt or whatever it is. And then one of the things they get for winning is they get a global emote of themselves on Twitch, which is kind of cool.
What?
So it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of fun. And they're playing just like, it's like, have you ever seen the game Gang Beasts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like playing games like Gang Beasts or like not like they never would do Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes, but like that type of game where it's like a smaller, lighthearted, just different type of game. And so they have just a whole bunch of those, and it's a very fun, lighthearted thing. So you get a lot of that type of stuff. And then
So
the
I can
second,
compete in that there?
you would have had to already at PAX. Because
Fuck.
yeah, I know.
I
Next
want a
year,
global
next
emote. I
year.
already know what global emote I would want.
What would it
It'd
be?
be like me, but not like this, but like with my head, and you can see my eyes like facing, like be like, ugh! Like kind of like that.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
What
that's the
would the
global
code
emote I
be?
would want. It'd be it can't be anything related to Skanky, I guess. I'll come back to you. I'll think about it.
Skooku rage or something.
Skooku Rage! Oh my god, that's actually so good. Skooku Rage.
Yeah,
That's
so
kind of
that,
long to type out, though.
yeah, Skoo Rage.
Skoo Rage? Skoo Rage! Yeah, I like that. Let's make it Skoo
Bam.
Rage.
Yeah, so no, it's fun. It's fun. And then another big part of TwitchCon, which I'm not as interested in, is the meet and greets for big streamers. So, like, big
That's the big
streamers,
part I've heard, yeah.
yeah, have lines where you can get stuff signed and meet them and stuff like that, which is fun. I met Ammunition last year at TwitchCon, which was, it was just nice, to like see people that are big streamers that you like. But one nice thing for small streamers is that you have like an entire weekend of meet and greet and like hanging out with people. So, you get the same type of thing that you get at PAX East or PAX West and stuff like that, except it's even more so because it's TwitchCon, so like everyone there is for Twitch. So
Yeah.
it's cool. It's fun.
That's
It's a
fun.
good time.
Did you
You'll
get your
get.
invitation for your autograph line thing?
No, not yet. It must have gotten lost in the email.
Oh, I got mine, yeah. I'm actually going to be not in the convention center. It's going to be at a pub like nearby.
Oh, that'd be
This
actually really
they set
cool.
up a little table for me in there.
That'd be really, really cool. You know, what we really need to do, like, because I think there's a way we can trick them into like letting us do it, is that we don't have like a Skanky signing line and we don't have an Emkul signing line. If we just do it under the Shenantics brand, I think we have a much better
Oh.
chance. So,
Why don't we
and
have a live Shenan- No one would go to that. A live Shenantics panel.
I think a live Shenantics would be so much fun.
That'd be fun, but I feel like I don't know. I don't know how many people are going to TwitchCon.
It's actually, I was surprised at how many people were there last year.
Oh yeah?
I was like kind of shocked because Twitch is giant, obviously, but it feels small like a lot of the time. And so you're like, oh, how many people would be interested in going to this convention that is only solely for Twitch? And there are like quite a bit of people there. So obviously not anything like PAX East. But I would say like similar to PAX South at times, probably like maybe 80% the size of PAX South, it felt like.
Okay.
So it was, but yeah, no, it's got a lot of people. So I don't think Twitch would let us do it, but I don't know. We'll
Well,
see.
if Calm ends up getting his 12-person yacht from Airbnb, then we'll be good.
Would be cool.
I'll
That
do
would be
it.
cool. I think, but I really do think like you and I might need to actually talk about this because I feel like we could find a public area that would let us record there. So like if there was enough people we knew going to Shenanigans, like let's say there's even like 10 to 15 people that were like interested in hearing a live recording, like we could probably find some bar that would let us do a live recording of Shenanigans there. Maybe.
Man, that would be intense.
That would be kind of cool. So it doesn't have to be at
I'm
TwitchCon
already
itself.
getting nervous.
I know, me too. I probably said that. I was like, oh shit. I could do a panel on taxes, no problem. I could stream, I could do a podcast, but doing a live Shenanigans is kind of
Live
terrifying.
Shenantics. Yeah, sure. No, that'd actually be kind of cool. But first, someone needs to confirm their ticket to TwitchCon. And guess what? It's not me
Calm.
this year.
That's true.
All right? Calm. Sure, Calm
Yes,
does
I
need to
know.
confirm. I talked to Calm yesterday. I'm like, hey, Calm, are you going to TwitchCon? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm like, why? We got Airbnbs. He's like, oh, I could get the yacht. I'm like, yeah, you could get the yacht. So, Calm, it's
Calm.
on you, Calm. It's on you.
Yes.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'm not going unless Calm goes.
Oh my God, please come.
See? See, pressure's
Please, I
on.
already don't have Joe Mumbly on my side.
Oh, Joe Mumbly. What a guy.
What a
But
guy. What a nice guy.
And I'll put my PTO in like 2 weeks. I want to make sure I'm there long enough that it's not weird that I'm requesting vacation. But I also want to do it super early so it's not like, why did this guy, A, call himself M. Cole, and B, put down for PTO like next week? So,
did you accidentally call yourself M. Cole?
No, I did not yet.
Oh, thank God.
I did not yet. It's getting close, though. It's getting close.
It's getting close. Sometimes it does kind of almost slip out, doesn't it?
Yeah. The bigger one isn't so much at work, but like on dates, it tends to almost happen.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's rough. That's a hard one.
I feel like that is, especially because like it's like a conversation with just two people. And so like they would be like, what did you just say? Where like if it's a group, like they might just like ignore it.
Yeah, completely like, ignore it. Yeah, but all you're doing is paying attention to what the other person is saying.
Exactly.
See, there's no, that's it.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. I guess that'd be a great icebreaker into, hey, by the way, have you heard about this thing called Twitch?
Oh, boy.
So, I don't know
if you saw the other day on stream, I was acting like your mother, being like, I'm calling, needs to find just a nice lady, a nice woman. And people were dying. It was so funny.
That is amazing.
I don't know why that hasn't been clipped or something.
I was just about to say, I'm actually really disappointed in the Skanky fam right now. Because usually when you do this kind of stuff, I get clips of it and it makes me happy. But no, apparently no one thought I needed to see this.
No one clipped that one, yeah.
Oh,
needs to find a nice lady. I need grandchildren. I'm not going to be around forever. I did like that whole bit. It was so funny.
God, that's amazing. I'm going to have to go back and find it. That is great.
I could try to find it. I don't remember which stream it was.
Nah, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is exactly what my mom says, actually. So,
really?
She wants grandkids. Really
not
going to
be around forever, you know. Yeah. She got the single tear rolling down her cheek. You're like, oh, God.
Bye, Mom.
Mom, please.
Mom, please.
When are you going to bring her over for dinner?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm terrified now.
Nah, it's fine. Don't worry. Everything's great.
One of these days we should bring some girl that I'm dating onto Shenantics so you can ask her questions. You'd be like, what's it like to go on a date with that girl?
With that man.
With that man right there.
It's okay. I don't know. Is that a good idea to bring them on the Shenantics podcast?
I think probably not, but we can always edit it out. It doesn't have to go
live.
That's
true. We can always edit this out. Or edit
also,
that out. Or...
Do you like how my concern was about the podcast and not about them not being liking me after the podcast?
Yeah, I like kind of liked that. That was funny.
I was like,
That's okay. Whatever. I'll charm them, M. Cole.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll talk you up. Easy Perfect. Mode. I got Perfect. You. Wingman material.
I think this is a good like second date type thing. Like, we should just...
Second date?
Yeah, second
date. Hey, I'm just going to throw you on this podcast that I'm on, by the way. How does that sound? She's like, I just want to go to the movies or something. No, really, it's going to be a great time. We're talking to my friend Skanky. Come over to my house and, you know, we'll talk to him over the internet. I got a phone call. I got to go. Sorry. I'm just imagining that's how all your girlfriends talk. Sure. Not your
exactly
girlfriends, but your dates.
Talk.
Your dates.
That's how they all talk.
So. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Oh man, it'll be great. It'll be.
Cool. I'm telling you, we need to find you someone who knows Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Who lives in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Who just gets it, likes video games.
Yeah.
I want someone for you, M. Cole, who when you say, hey, let's play Don't Talk and Nobody Explodes, you'd be like, oh my God, I love that game. Let's play that together. That's what I want.
Yeah, I think...
That's what I want, but I don't know what you want, but that doesn't really matter, because this is what I want.
I was about to say, all that matters is what Skanky wants.
Exactly.
Gotta make Skanky happy.
I'm not going to be around forever, you know.
Shenantics audience, this is your job, if you choose to accept it. Skanky is putting you on a mission to go find me a lady that meets all his criteria. Anything else? Any other criteria?
Twitch chat
get
plays dating game.
Yes.
And we found the title of today's podcast.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be a good title for an IRL stream.
That would be. I tell you, I still wanna do it. I still wanna do an IRL dating stream.
I'm not gonna say yes. I'm not gonna say no. I'm just gonna say that might be a bad idea, but I'm still gonna watch the shit out of that.
I want to watch that just train crash.
No, it won't be that bad. I don't think. But like, it'll be interesting.
Yeah. At TwitchCon, like after we do the live Shenantics recording, maybe we could do a like M Cole dating game type thing.
Oh my god, I want that.
I do too.
I want to be the host of the dating game.
Well, yeah, of course you'd be the host. I'll be the candidate, the contestant. Like, what am I?
Well, you'd be like the dating contestant, I guess.
And
we'll
have no, I think I'm the candidate, and then they're the contestants.
No, because I think you're the main contestant, right? Because you're trying to find love.
Yeah.
Skanky's shot at love.
Skanky, ooh, I like that.
And then you have the three, fuck, I messed up at all the names now. Contestants. Wait, what are you again?
I'm a contestant.
You're a contestant. What was According the other word we you. Came up with?
Candidate.
Candidate. The candidate yes. for love. The ooh. Three candidates for love.
I like this. Like
right?
This.
You like you ever yeah. watch like the 70s like love game show dating game
yeah.
things?
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
They are. They really, really are.
Yeah. So that's what we need to do. That's what we're gonna.
Did you ever see the one with like the serial killer?
Yes, I have seen that yeah. one. That I was gonna bring that up, but I didn't want to seem weird.
Don't worry, I got you covered.
Thanks, Evgol.
Like what that gives me the heebie jeebies. Like it's
so sketchy and weird.
Yeah, but and like what makes it even worse is that like he's kind of charming. And
oh,
so
he's
it's
so charming.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh,
it skeeves me out.
I'm like gonna get murdered later, I feel. Like, oh,
one, yeah, that's
God.
A really creepy video.
Yeah, that is creepy. That is so creepy.
The lady on the game show though said that like it was fine. They went on one date though, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. then like that was, and then yeah, then we found out that he was a serial killer. So awkward.
That better not happen on Skinky Shot at Love.
Oh no. We do extensive background checks.
Okay, awesome.
We ask for their Facebook, and then that's it.
Ask for their Twitch account.
We gotta look at their Twitch account. We need to do some analytics. Look at some analytics, and you know, we'll get back to them. We'll get back to you.
Yes. Yes.
Put in your application now.
Yeah.
For Skanky Shot at Love.
For 2017, Skanky Shot at Love at TwitchCon.
I can't wait. It's gonna be great.
Maybe we should actually pitch this to Twitch as a panel.
As a panel? I don't know.
Oh, come on, it'd be so much fun.
All right, you can pitch it, and if it flies, then I'm all in. If it doesn't, we never talked about this.
All right.
That means that both ways I'm safe. We're good.
Yes. Oh man.
Cuz I feel like you're going to have a better shot if you don't mention me. Cuz they're going to be like, "What? This
but the title
man named Skanky on our platform wants to make a dating show?"
But the title is literally called Skanky Shot at Love.
Well, you would change it.
To what? That nothing works as good as that. M. Cole meets people.
No, M. Cole meets his match.
I don't know. Still not as good as Skanky.
You love it. You love it. Come on.
Just say, man, I was really sold on Skanky Shot at Love.
Skanky Shot at Love is pretty good, which I took from Tequila's Shot at Love.
I love it.
Which was a show on VH1, I think, and it's fabulous.
I also like Twitch Plays Dating. I think that would be
Twitch
good
Plays Dating would be a good name for a Twitch panel, yeah.
Yeah, so. Can you imagine if they approved that?
What the hell would we talk about for an hour?
We wouldn't. We'd have to contest. We'd have to have contestants.
We'd have to find contestants. That would actually be really funny.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
If you took single people like, and then threw them up on stage and like, had a dating game, that would actually be so funny.
Oh my God, actually, hold on. No, this is actually great because I think we actually have a really good like thing to pitch to them, because if we can get people to do it, we need a little bit of Twitch's help, like them to like talk it up on Twitch Weekly or whatever. But if we can actually get three contestants, then not only do you get the panel, but then we could be like, and then the date afterwards would be live streamed. because both those people would be okay with it, right? Like, I'd be like, I'm fine with it, and the contestants on, or the candidates on there would probably all agree to it because they're all Twitch people, and like, you'd be like, hey, Twitch, this would be good for your IRL category.
That is actually such a good idea, and right. I love it so much.
Right? So it's going to be, whew. All right. You and I might have to work out some details on this.
Wow. I love that idea. It's so good.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Fun. It's going to be kind of awkward and cringy, though, I feel like, on the date. But that's what adds to it.
That's what adds to it. That's like my stream in a nutshell. It's awkward and cringy.
Awkward and cringy.
Like, oh my gosh, we might have to do a little special Shenantics rebranding for part of it, so instead of between the streams it'd be like Shenantics awkward and cringy.
Awkward and cringy. No, well, the dating show is going to be sponsored by Shenantics, the best podcast ever.
I love that too. Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do a commercial break really quick.
Yes, it would be great. Oh, my gosh.
And we would have to find a way to choose contestants out of the audience. Oh, man, this is great. I love this idea.
I think this would be awesome. So
it would suck if no one showed up, though.
That would be terrible. That would be pretty awful.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awful. So, but hey, if they talk it up.
Yeah. I feel like I could see, what's her name? Anna Prosser, whatever her name is.
Anna Prosser, the Skooku lady.
The Skooku lady. I could see her, like, mentioning on Twitch Weekly, being like, hey, so this is crazy weird panel going on, we can maybe get them talk about it on Drop Frames, like shoot Ezekiel the third message and be like, hey, by the way, I have this crazy ass idea that I'm doing at TwitchCon. Like, can you help?
So, I love it. I think this is great.
I do too. I think it'd be
amazing. We're gonna make this happen.
Yeah, so, oh gosh, it'll be fun.
I can't wait.
Me either. So
someone just needs to book their tickets.
Hi, I'm gonna do it. So, did you already buy the actual TwitchCon convention tickets?
Yes, I bought everything. I'm all set to go.
See, because if we did this panel, you get a free TwitchCon pass, a speaker pass.
That's okay, but it won't say affiliate on it.
True, but it'll say speaker.
Exact. Oh, whoa, that's actually kind of cooler.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So it'll be
okay. Fine. I'll wear both.
Ooh, good idea. Good idea.
Because then I'll have my affiliate one, and then I'll have my speaker one. I'll be like, "Hey, what up, new guy on the block?"
Last year, I think I had 3 TwitchCon badges. I had like my regular I had my regular 3-day badge, and then I was on a panel, and so I went to go get my panel badge. Like, someone gave me one that said industry, and then like someone else was like, no, industry's the wrong one. You give them the special guest one. And so I have like special guest, industry, and just a regular 3-day.
So wait, they didn't take the industry one back from you?
No, they just like let me have it. I was like, okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so it was like, I had just had an abundance of TwitchCon passes at TwitchCon last year.
Wow, that's actually kind of hilarious.
Yeah, so it was.
I feel like they raised the price on the 3-day pass this year.
They definitely did by like,
it was a lot
$50
cheaper
or something.
It was a lot cheaper, yeah.
Like, last year. I feel like it was like $79 last year.
Yeah, so that's nothing compared to this year.
Yeah, I think it's like $120, $130 or something like that. So
I thought it was like $150 this year.
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know. I wasn't really paying that much
attention.
I'm not sure. So, but yeah, no, it definitely did go up a lot, which sucks.
It kind of sucks because I'm not even going to really... I'm leaving on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I haven't... Like, the 3-day pass is still the best option to get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It kind of sucks. Maybe I'll just give it to somebody.
Yeah. Leaving on Sunday is the best way to go, though. In my opinion. Like when I went to TwitchCon last year, I left on Monday, but like Sunday evening, for me at least, there wasn't really anything I was doing. It was almost just kind of like buying time until like I had to leave the next morning. Where it's like, if I would have left like Sunday afternoon or evening, at least I could like meet people for breakfast. Or even if I left Sunday morning, like do something all Saturday night and then just take off Sunday morning. It just feels like there's more excitement up until you leave, where when you leave Monday, like there's this like weird dead time, it felt like. So
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
well, make sure you get your tickets because we're all having a Skanky Fam diner date.
Ooh, fine.
And you know, there's a limit, so you may not get in, just all saying.
Oh, RSVP.
So, yeah, please do. You got the email, right?
No, I think I have a wedding after RSVP too, though.
That's important. You should RSVP to that.
Yeah, I gotta find the invite.
Do you RSVP things for work? Like, do you RSVP for, like, a party or something?
Yeah. I had to RSVP for the party last night that I went to.
I feel like everyone, like, at my work, they send out an RSVP, but nobody does it.
I could see that.
And then I feel weird being the only person doing it.
Yeah. Well, also because, like, unless a majority of people RSVP, then the RSVP is kind of pointless, right? Because they're doing it to get, like, a head count. Well, it doesn't matter if, like, it's like, oh, only this guy Skanky. Also, when did he start working here?
This guy Skanky. Fire his ass.
Yeah, only he RSVP'd. It's like, I'm sure it's not a head count of one, so the RSVP list is pointless now. But
like, yeah. The thing is, they still go around the office and be like, hey, are you going to that thing tonight? Yeah, you're going to that thing tonight? But it's like, but then what's the point of the RSVP? Yeah, make me feel stupid for RSVPing then.
That is true.
Huh. God, being an adult's hard, guys.
It is. It's tough. It's like, I don't know. I'm never RSVPing through anything again.
Now, don't do it. Just show up to this wedding. Just show up to this wedding.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do.
Just forget it.
They can't stop me.
Exactly. They can, but
no,
it's
they
fine.
Can't.
Whatever. That's fine.
Bust on through. What are they gonna do? Have their ushers chase me down?
Yeah, maybe. The priest is gonna chase you down. Yes. We're taking this guy down.
That'd be great.
Ex-military priest. Great. Taking you down.
Oh man.
So I have no way of going into this topic, but like I wanted to ask you a question about your Steam achievements.
Oh, okay.
Because we've never gone into this before, and I have no idea how to, like, go into it. But whatever, who cares? What's, like, your favorite achievement that you've gotten on Steam?
I have no answer for you, in all honesty. And so I'm going to flip this back out to you and ask you about yours, but let me explain why I have no answer. No, because, like, I don't achievement hunt on Steam. Ever. Like, I don't think I've ever been a time that I've really, like, tried to, like, get certain achievements. And mostly it just, like, happens randomly as I play video games. Like, I'll get some. So I really don't know if I have a favorite one. And what I'm doing right now is I'm literally going through, like, my favorite games and just seeing if anything pops out at me that looks cool, achievement-wise. But what made you think of this?
Because yesterday, well, on Friday on stream, we're talking about, like, achievements, because I'm doing the achievement hunting in Stardew Valley.
Okay.
And we were just talking, like, because people were asking me what achievements I had left, and, like, what are, like, because everyone always talks about the achievement that I got for, well, I don't think everyone, I think it's mostly me, talks about getting the Prairie King with no deaths achievement on Stardew.
Oh, yeah.
Which
and
I just
Oracle
love.
The Oracle predicted it.
And yes, the Oracle Irish Titan Bear predicted that I was going to beat it on that day, which just makes it so much better. The cool thing was that, like, I like looking at the achievements and seeing the percent of players who own the game and, like, compared to how many people have that achievement.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for Stardew Valley, the Factor's Challenge, which is the one where you beat Prairie King without dying, 0.31% of players have it.
Oh, wow.
And I have, like, other weird ones, like for Amnesia, The Dark Descent.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, like, 0.50% of people have that achievement. Like, weird ones. I don't know. That I would never even stay close. What the hell game is that? I don't even know. I got an achievement for it. yeah, so, like, I don't know. I like looking through sometimes and seeing, like, and then, like, all the games I play, I have 3 perfect games where I finished all the achievements. So, like, I don't know. But,
You're way better at this, like, than I am.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think I've always been an achievement hunter. Like, I love, I remember on Xbox, I used to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
On 360, because they used to have, like, the really, really, like, awesome pop-up that used to come up at the bottom where it's, like, achievement unlocked. You're like, oh my god, yes! And I remember spending an entire weekend trying to get all the Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare achievements done.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so hard, because, like, you have to go through the whole campaign and find these intel boxes.
Oh god.
And, like, pick them up, kind of like in, like, GTA Vice City. I think they had that same thing where you had to pick up, like, the pink briefcases or something.
Mm-hmm.
But And then I ended up 100%ing the game, and it was the best feeling ever.
Nice.
So I love all that achievement hunting stuff. So I was wondering if you had a favorite, but if you don't, it's fine because it's great. No problem. It's fine.
I kind of do and I kind of don't. But what I do is you're not going to be very excited about.
Okay.
But I have to say that I do agree, or I do know the feeling of wanting to get certain achievements. Like I feel like Ori and the Blind Forest, I want to go back and play that and get more achievements in that. And like I feel like that is a game I could just go back and just play like a lot of and just like kind of keep on going through. So like I can see myself with that when doing it. The one I want to say that is not very exciting, because like with your Prairie King one, like the thing that makes it that even more exciting is A, it's very difficult to do, and B, like no, like so few people have done it, right? Mm-hmm. And so that kind of makes it awesome. I think one cool one is the in Keep Talking Nobody Explodes, I have Experience as the Best Teacher, which is you've done one of each, disarmed one of each type of modules, which is cool.
That's cool.
Just played that.
Really cool.
But my favorite one that I have is an achievement for The Witness called Challenge. And the reason why I say this isn't really exciting is because The Witness has two achievements. The first one is you finish the game. The second one is called Challenge, and it's for completing a certain challenge in the game.
Okay.
And The Witness is in easy in my top five favorite games of all time. I love that game so much. And it took me forever, it feels like, to beat the challenge. And so, like, by getting that one, like, it isn't, like, insanely difficult, but, like, just getting that one, it like felt great. Okay, I guess it is a little more difficult because only 3.8% of all players have gotten the challenge one.
See, so, there you go.
So it's not super tons of people, but also it says only 17% of people have finished the game. So
that's true. Well, people just like buy the game and don't actually play it and all that stuff.
So I don't know. But no, I think that like that one I think is my favorite, and like that is one that like actually kind of like I stuck out my mind. I remember when I got that one. But that was fun. That was actually the stream that Tiny Dancer found my channel from. Was that one?
Really?
Yeah. I was playing The Witness and she was like, "Oh, I like this game. Let me see how this random guy is doing."
Oh,
and then
God.
She like stuck around, and she also stuck around for this part that I got the achievement for. She's like, "I want to see how he does on that." So it's
all been downhill since then. I'm so, so sorry, Tiny, that you had to experience that.
So sorry. But even from early on, there's definitely this thing with me and my channel that, like, when you go to watch other people play video games, you usually go to watch them play video games because they're very good at the video game that they're playing, right? Like, that's why most people watch, like, certain Twitch streams. Like, mine is, like, the exact opposite. Like, I am not good at video games, and I mess up lots of stuff. And, like, I feel like people really enjoy that. And so, like, why did Tiny want to stick around to watch me do this challenge? Because she's like, he's not going to do well at this. Let's see how bad it is. But I was playing Mario Kart with the cult like last weekend, and like I'm actually halfway decent at Mario Kart, and like the only thing you see in chat is, how is M-Cult doing well? He's cheating. Like, what the hell is going on? Why won't he lose? Like, this is frustrating. And it's just kind of funny because like all of this, my like time streaming leads up to like, he should be bad at it, and that's what we enjoy. And it's like, why is he actually halfway decent at a video game?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, okay.
That's funny.
So I don't know, but that's what
low level gameplay.
So it's true. It's true. Low level gameplay and shenanigans. That is what my stream is about.
I feel like there's a lot of those kind of streams too.
Yeah.
Or like people who like title their streams that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come watch some low level gameplay. I don't know. Maybe it's like the self deprecating part of it.
Yeah, but like, mine is actually low level gameplay.
Yeah, that's true.
At times I feel like I have to put it in there because, like, for example, if I'm playing Overwatch, like, I really don't want anyone coming in to like expect that like it's good, or have like mismatched expectations from what they're watching. Because I feel like that also leads to not necessarily trolling, but like shitty chat comments, right? Mm-hmm. If they come in expecting like diamond master, grandmaster level gameplay, and I'm like low level silver, like, then they're going to be like, why are you playing like that? Or like, do this, do that. Where at least if it's like low level gameplay and like, okay, let's go actually see how bad this person is. And like, oh God, uh-huh. he is that bad. Like, you're not going to get like the shitty chat messages. So
that's a good, explanation. That's a good explanation.
Yeah. That's why I tend to do it. Also, I got like this self-deprecating nature and I think it's funny.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah. No, I gotcha.
I don't know.
I have some of that too. I do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're actually good at video games.
But I say that I'm a bad streamer, which is very true.
Worst streamer I've ever seen.
So professional.
Exactly. So.
Price literally clipped me not changing scenes like the other day. Oh my God. My favorite thing was Joe Mumbly calling you. Oh, yes. We were all in a call together, like me, Gabala, and Joe Mumbly. And we were all watching your stream together. And it was like you weren't changing scenes for, I think, City Skylines or something. And then Joe's like, I'm going to call him. I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
It was awesome.
That's the best thing ever.
Yeah, it was pretty great. It was pretty great. Oh, man, I'm a great streamer. Great.
10 out of 10. Best streamer. Best NA. Streamer.
What you just described, it seems like that's been happening a lot recently with various people. Well, they'll be watching a stream and they'll just like hop in a voice channel and talk. So I think it was like a week or two ago when I was playing City Skylines, I think there was like 5 or 6 people in a voice chat in Discord, just like watching the stream. Like it was like Joe, LC, Sam, I think Yummy, and like maybe Tiny or someone else.
Just, Yumi, see like, ice cream?
UBC ice cream.
UBC cream.
UBC cream. Yeah, UBC cream. That's what
UBC cream. UBC cream.
Anyways, but like, so, and like, that just sounds like a fun time. It's kind of cool. Like, you just like hang. It's like, it's almost like as if you and all your friends are it's like sitting in a living room watching like a TV show or something. So it's,
yeah, kind of.
I don't know. It kind of, it's got a cool thing about it. So you guys can like just like chat. And like, one nice thing is like in Twitch chat, it's kind of, a lot of times you can't talk about things that aren't really related because it's kind of weird because it's just like one big chat. But at least like in the voice chat, you guys can be talking about like random stuff like, oh, what pizza are you having for dinner that like may not be as appropriate for the text chat.
Uh-huh. That's true.
I don't know. So it seems cool. But
I have a very random question for you.
Is it about achievements?
No. Another random question.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
When is your 1.5 year stream anniversary?
It passed. It did. It was my
why,
six. My,
why didn't we celebrate it?
My 6 months is May 13th. May 13th is every year.
Why didn't we celebrate it?
I think I was busy. I actually don't know.
I'm heartbroken.
Know. I celebrated my 6 month back when I first had. So I celebrated 6 month, 1 year, and then my 1.5 year. I think I was actually, it was either, I think actually what it was is when my, you remember when my schedule was all messed up because I was busy with a whole bunch of other stuff at the time. I think that's when my 1.5 year came in.
Was it when you were moving?
No, because I moved back at the beginning of the year. So I don't think it was that. I'm not sure, but I feel like there was something going on around there that like, that it just didn't happen. I knew it was coming up, but May? I just didn't say anything because I couldn't do anything. And also, I didn't have enough time to make a clip show. So,
like, oh, God, dude, I'm experiencing that now.
Yeah, I was like, oh, all right, I don't have time to do this. So I don't want to make a big deal about it because then I don't really have anything to do for the 1.5 year.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, oh, say, hey, here it is. Have fun. But no, well, I wish I did, though.
You know what? When's your next stream now? Tuesday? Wednesday?
Tonight.
Tonight you're streaming?
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I forgot Shenantics releases on Monday. Tuesday is my next stream.
Wait, Tuesday is the next stream?
Yeah, we're recording on Sunday, so my actual next stream is tonight. But anyone that's listening to us won't hear it.
Oh, shit, you're right. All right, Tuesday is going to be your unofficial 1.5 year stream.
I like that. Let's do that.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
Great.
Perfect.
Love
I'm
it.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
All right. Wait. All right, now just make a clip show. No big deal.
In a day. Let me call and cancel on all the plans I had today.
You know what? Fuck it. Just do it tonight. Who cares?
Just do it tonight. No stream. Ooh, we could do it live on stream.
Just do it tonight on Sunday.
I think I'm going to do my art stream tonight.
Your arc?
Art. A-R-T.
Oh, A-R-T. Art. I'm like, we're going back to arc again?
M. Cole shitty art.
Like, M. Cole shitty art? Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to try and draw emotes on my iPad.
That sounds fun.
And it's going to be terrible, and I think that should be a fun time, so we might do that.
Is this just more of a way to put off the cooking stream?
Yes.
So I'll be expecting a title tonight on the stream, 1.year 5 anniversary stream.
No, on Tuesday. That's Tuesday.
Oh, okay. We're doing it on Tuesday? Okay.
Yeah. No. Tonight is we're going to draw an emote in celebration of the 1.5 year, and then we'll unveil it on the 1.5 year.
Okay.
Anniversary.
That's good. All right, fine. I'll be waiting.
You better be there.
Yeah, I'll try.
I'll try on Tuesday. It's not like you stream on Tuesdays or anything, right? Like, so you should be there. You should be fine.
Oh, shit. I do stream on Tuesdays. Fuck. Yep. All right.
So we should maybe kick it off on Wednesday will be the one.
Fuck. Okay,
year.
Maybe we'll do a Wednesday. Is the Wednesday okay?
Yeah, Wednesday conveniently works for what the actual
Fuck.
Schedule.
Fuck. I completely forgot my schedule. I forgot that I streamed for a second.
Like, I cannot wait to go watch it.
I was like, oh, Tuesday, that's great. Oh, wait, hold on.
Perfect. It'll be perfect. So
that's so funny.
It'll be great. That'll be great. Skanky.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any movies recently?
I have seen some movies recently. Last night, I saw Wonder Woman.
Nice. That came out a few weeks ago. What took you so long?
I've been busy. I actually haven't gone to the movies in a while.
Yeah?
I love going to the movies. It's like one of my favorite things. I love just seeing movies. And I still haven't seen like a lot of movies that have come out. So this has been it's been a long time coming to see this. And I will no lie tell you that this was the best superhero movie I have ever seen.
Really?
The best. Like better than I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. I loved Tobey Maguire.
Mm-hmm.
In like the first Spider-Man movie, like that's my all-time favorite superhero movie in general.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But wow, Wonder Woman has completely changed my list. It is the best superhero movie I have ever seen, and I'm going to say that publicly on Shenantics.
All right, okay, hold on. I have two questions for you.
Tell me. Number one.
I have like three questions. I got a whole bunch of questions.
Three.
All right,
five questions.
We can't number them.
Okay. Never mind. No numbers.
So number eight question is, what do you think of Guardians of the Galaxy? First one, not second one.
First one, great movie. Definitely top five.
Have you seen the second one?
Yes, I have.
Was the second one better or worse than the first one?
Worse than the first one.
Okay, so then the anchor point is Guardians of the Galaxy 1, which I've actually seen. I've not seen the second one.
The second one is not bad.
Okay.
It's not necessarily worse. It's just I didn't really like the story as much as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit it was a convoluted story. Sometimes it seemed a little forced. The jokes didn't really land.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were a bit cringy. I thought the first one was legitimately funny in points. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on the second one, I feel like I love little Groot and whatever. They kind of push it a little too hard sometimes.
Okay.
The Ewoks in Star Wars. I feel like they push Mini Groot a little bit too much, although he is very, very cute. Yeah. That's all I gotta say about the second one.
All right. So question number nine.
Okay.
So you like Wonder Woman better than you like Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Really? I honestly think Wonder Woman is my number one superhero movie, ever.
What is the movie that came out, I think it was last year, the superhero movie that people absolutely loved? Was it Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange, people did love. I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it? Okay.
Oh, shit. No, I did see Doctor Strange. I'm sorry. I watched it afterwards. I didn't watch it in the theaters.
Okay. And so you like it better than that?
Yeah. Yeah, Doctor Strange, I thought was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an okay movie. See, this is the big problem with me and superhero movies. I feel like a lot of them follow the same kind of plot points because how much can you really do with superheroes, right?
Yeah.
So I forget what they're about. Like the Avengers, the first Avengers, like all I remember is that they fight and destroy New York. That's all I remember about that one.
That's all
The second one, I can't tell you what happened on the second one.
Me either, because I didn't see it.
And also because like there's so many different cross like characters and storylines and stuff now, like with Iron Man and Captain America and like all these things are happening. So I don't really end up remembering like what happens in all these things. Like I remember the titles, like I remember Winter Soldier or whatever for Captain America, but for God's sakes, I don't really remember what happened in it.
All right. So what is it about Wonder Woman that you loved so much?
It was so different, I thought. Mm-hmm. It doesn't follow like the same superhero storyline. Like the backstory of Wonder Woman is not like your typical superhero storyline, which I love. The characters in it were awesome. Like everyone was really cool. Like it breaks your heart. It like rebuilds it. It's got like a slight kind of twist, I guess, at the end. Not really. The fight scenes were so good.
Yeah.
The best fight scenes I've ever seen in like a superhero movie. Like the slow-mo and oh my God, it was just, and it really like pumped you up. Like there's this one scene in the movie where you're just like, oh my God, this, you need to go see Wonder Woman. You gotta
all
go
right,
see
I
it.
Will. I have to now. You seemed like head over heels for this movie.
And you know, I know how you don't like trailers, right?
I do not.
I'm not a big fan of the superhero trailers personally. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the trailer for Wonder Woman, I was honestly like, I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, it doesn't really look very good, but the trailer absolutely does nothing for the movie.
Okay.
And it's, wow. It was really, really good. I can't stop thinking about it, talking about it. I want to go see it again because...
All right, now I have to see this.
It was so... Go take a lady date. Do a lady date.
Do a lady date?
Date. Take a lady out on a date to go see Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. God, so damn good.
That actually sounds like a good idea. I think I have a date today I have to go on.
So see?
I think we might have to...
Go see
Wonder Woman.
Go see Wonder Woman. And if she's already seen it, she's going to want to see it again. So go do it.
She's already seen it, she's a keeper.
She's a keeper. Yeah, we'll go get some popcorn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Get some sodas. Maybe a brewski if they allow it. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I might have to do that today.
See, look at that. Wingman.
Yeah. Skanky, you got me covered. This is awesome. This is awesome.
Easy. After all that, you only ended up asking two questions.
Oh, no. I had more.
Oh, you have more?
Yeah. You just...
Drop them on me.
So question number 12.
Okay.
Wonder Woman, better or worse than Rogue One?
I haven't seen Rogue One.
Better or worse than The Force Awakens?
Hard question because they're totally different movies.
They're both like superhero movies.
Superhero movies?
Are you saying that Han Solo isn't a superhero?
No, he's a Jedi.
Han Solo's a Jedi?
Not Han Solo. Fucking shit.
You better not edit that out.
I'm going to edit that out.
This is the best answer.
Well,
ever
I got fucked. Okay, but Han Solo is not a superhero.
I don't know, man.
He's a vigilante, if anything.
What about Indiana Jones? Do you consider Indiana Jones a superhero?
Fuck no.
I feel like he is.
He's just a hero. He's not.
What's the difference? What's the difference between Indiana Jones and Batman?
Batman is a millionaire.
So was that his superpower? I have money.
No, I don't. I will say out loud. I don't think Batman's a superhero. He's a vigilante.
Really? So you don't consider the Batman movies superhero movies?
No, they're vigilante movies.
They're vigilante movies. All right.
I'm also not a big fan of Batman.
That's because you haven't seen Anna Kendrick as Batman. So
what the fuck is that?
I think she would be amazing, all right? She would be great.
You know what? Maybe me mixing up Han Solo as a Jedi is actually one of the plot points for the next Star Wars movies. Maybe Han Solo was a Jedi the whole time.
You've seen The Force Awakens, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I know.
No. We can find out later.
We can find out. It's true.
We can find. We can still find out.
I think it can't be the next one. It has to be the one after that, right? Because they have like the two, like the every other year type thing, right? Every other year is like the main pushing forward of the story, and then like Rogue One kind of like looks back at like something. I haven't seen Rogue One, so I'm kind of just saying what I think is the case.
Oh, but we both haven't seen it. Oh, great.
No. It's on my list. So I really need to start knocking out some of these movies because I think the list is kind of growing at a rate that I can't keep track of at the moment. So
well, you watched Tickled, so that's good. So now I just did. Go watch Wonder Woman. You'll be fine on my list.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. It'll be perfect. So. I think that's all the list right now was just Tickled and Wonder Woman.
Beautiful. Love it.
So I got it. It's all going to be under control, but I really do want to see Wonder Woman. I've heard great things. You're like the first person I think I've really talked to about Wonder Woman. So, and you've sold me even more than the other ones. Other people.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic.
But yeah, so we'll see that. Yeah. We'll see if I can get it. If I can get my date today to agree to a movie.
Do it.
See Wonder Woman. So, do you see movies at night or in the middle of the day?
Night.
Yeah.
Unless there's a special thing going on during the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. I always feel weird when I see a movie in the middle of the day because like the darkness kind of like messes up like with my head, because like when you go back outside and still daylight out, like, what the heck is going on?
I feel like as a kid, I used to go to movies during the day more.
Yeah, I think I did too, actually.
And now I'm going like at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw Wonder Woman at 9:30, I think.
Okay, yeah, it seems like a normal time.
It's like normal time. You get out like around 12.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know where the closest movie theater is to me. I got a lot of research to do. Yeah.
Damn. When was the last time you went to the movies? When A Beautiful Mind came out, I saw that in theaters.
Actually, I think the last one I saw in theaters was either Guardians of the Galaxy or Force Awakens.
Wow, okay, so a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been...
And you moved since then.
Yeah, so I really...
You really got to do some research, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like I have to do even more, because I feel like with the number of theaters around me, you got to find the best one. And have you ever been to those theaters? Have you ever been to Austin?
No, never been.
All right, when you go to Austin, I'm just saying, like, at any point in the future...
When this happens.
Go to... What is it, the Alamo Draft House, I believe is what it's called?
Oh, I go to the Alamo Draft House by me.
Oh, they have one by you?
Yeah, they got three by me.
Oh, really?
It's the only place I go to see movies.
And they like serve alcohol, but then like they bring you stuff in your seat and everything?
Mm-hmm. Last one I had popcorn and cookies.
Yep, exactly. So that's what I say, like, I need to find one of those by me. Like, I can't just go to any theater. You can't just have a subpar experience. You have to have pampered one.
I went to an Alamo Draft House, the only place I go to now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go to regular movie theaters anymore.
Yeah, I remember when Alamo Drafthouse only used to be in Austin, when they only had one like location. Then they had two locations. Apparently, they're everywhere now. So
yeah,
it's not as cool and fancy anymore.
They just opened a new one like in the city.
Oh, really? Very cool. Mm-hmm. I'll have to see if maybe there's one near me, or if it's only a New York thing because you guys are too cool.
No, I think they're all over the place now.
Yeah, so I'll have to check. But no, I love. There's good ways to see movies, and there's the old fashioned way, and the old fashioned way is garbage in my opinion.
I honestly just love the Alamo Draft House part. Is like they take the no talking so seriously.
Yes, that is my favorite part.
Oh, every single time I go to like another movie theater now, it's like, oh, Alamo Draft House has no seats. I guess we're just gonna go see this movie over here now.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's always a problem with people talking on their phones, like all the time, and it's just so annoying. But with Alamo, it just doesn't happen because they take it so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, no, it's so great. Which is also part of the reason. Like, I mean, now that places like Alamo Draft House exist, it makes me want to go to theaters more again. Because my big thing always was like, I don't see the point of going to the theater when I have a better experience doing it at home, watching a movie at home. Like, I could have beer, I could have better food. Like, overall, it's better if I could need to pause the movie to use the restroom. I can do that. Like, I have a decent-sized TV with a surround sound system, so it's, like, it's at least decent quality and decent sound. So I used to just, like, overall better seeing it at home, but places are at least cropping up to at least offer great experiences at the theaters again, instead of just kind of, like, packing you all into, like, stadium-type seats and making you watch a movie, so...
Yeah, I love Alamo does like the classic movie things too, like every month. like during the summer. Like, I think they just released their like new lineup for July or something, and they're playing like Gangs of New York and Scarface and stuff.
Yeah, see, it's so fun.
All on original 35 millimeter film, which I love. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. Like, that's something I go and see. Like, I went to go see, what is it? They had a night where they played Hook with Robin Williams.
Oh, really?
On the original 35 millimeter film, which is so cool.
Is so awesome.
And it was great because everyone was like kind of quoting the movie at some points, because like you all know, like Rufio, Rufio. Like it was great.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I also like when they do theme type stuff. So like around different holidays and stuff, like for Mother's Day, they do like mom related movies stuff. Like that's so fun. That's so fun. Okay. I think I might. Now I got to find time to work this in. Yeah. Right.
Move to New York. Go to Alamo Draft House. You'll be fine. It'll be great.
It'll be perfect. So.
But, then we can record Shenantics, like, not over Discord. We could just do it, like, you and me. Like, here.
That we've done that before.
We have done it before, and it was a shit show. But it's totally fine because we'll...
We've learned.
We'll figure it out.
We know. Exactly. So we'll be... It'll be great. We'll build sound booths. We'll build sound booths for each other. It'll be
That's
perfect.
A great idea.
So it'll be awesome. We'll build a little Shenantics studio. So
get an office.
Yeah.
Have a secretary.
Exactly. It'll be awesome. Record out of WNYC.
WNYC.
And NPR.
NPR.
So, that'll be good. Skanky.
Yes.
Guess what I have?
You have a small strummer shout out.
I was going to say I have coffee, but I also have a small strummer shout out. I know. I'm sorry.
M-Call, explain to us what the small streamer shout out is.
So, small streamer shout out is every week on Shenantics, me and Skanky switch off to shout out a smaller streamer on Twitch that we like. We do it to kind of help build awareness of other great people that create great content, send them a little bit of the Shenantics love, and stuff like that. So it's a great way to find new streamers, because that is kind of one of the tough things to do on Twitch, is find cool new people to watch that, you know, play different games or do different things and stuff like that. So so this week I have the honor of picking the small streamer to shout out. She is a bigger small streamer. She isn't as small as some of the other ones we picked, but this one is, I mean, they're all super special to me, but I think this one is also like really special to me. My small streamer shout out this week is Z Lady Luthien, twitch.tv/ZLadyLuthien. There will be a link in the show notes. And you can also find her on Twitter at twitter.com/Sarah with an H, S-A-R-A-H, B_studio. She is a creative streamer that paints in various, what is it called, mediums, I believe. She does some amazing, breathtaking watercolor, and she is just so insanely talented. She's a partner streamer, and I've actually been subscribed to her for 19 months now. So
Jesus.
I've been watching her for a very, very long time. She's one of my favorite people to watch during the day because, like, just like, but like between like the music she plays and like the sound of her voice and just the art she's creating, it's very, very, very relaxing and just type like a chill thing to do, especially like when you're working and you're like super busy with other stuff. It kind of like is like a little like calming, bring you back to earth type thing. She also has, in my opinion, some of the best emotes on Twitch. So if you've ever seen me use the Fox emotes, they come from her channel. So she is just awesome. I actually found her through, I think I was watching Bob Ross, and I think the Bob Ross channel hosted her once. That's why I randomly found her 19 months ago. And I think I subscribed to her within like 3 days of finding her channel. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So she is awesome. I actually had to double check her Twitter handle because it used to be, I believe, Elvish at Heart, but she's changed it to Sarah B. Studio. But no, she is absolutely awesome. Her schedule is she streams Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10:30 a.m. and then Sundays starting at noon. And on Sundays, she does stream on the Adobe channel. So
I was just going to say, she has an Adobe slot.
She does. She does. I don't know what time that 10:30 is. It might be in Mountain Time because I think she is in Colorado. So I believe it might be 10:30 Mountain Time. But she is awesome. You guys should go check her out, drop her a follow, let her know that the Shenantics podcast sent you. And if you guys typically watch game content on Twitch, branch out and watch some creative sometimes. You got really, 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 really talented people out there. So and it's great to support them. So speaking of TwitchCon, which we talked about earlier, I met her at TwitchCon. I like hunted her down to like find her with a lot of the creative streamers, they were like in the creative area of TwitchCon, and like there's this giant wall that they were all painting and putting their artwork on. And so like I was like, I think she might be over here. So like I went over to go, you know, find her. So like I could give her a hug and say hi and be like, hey. Hey, how's it going? So like I said, she's amazing. And then one other thing I do have to say that's really, really cool. One thing really cool about watching creative streamers is to see how their art progresses and changes over time and how like they improve their skill. So like I remember when she first started doing watercolor to now, it's like night and day difference. Like she's always been great at it, but like just the stuff that she creates now is just it. Like I said, breathtaking. So
she gets better every time. Yeah.
So she is amazing. Absolutely go check her out. Z Lady Luthien on Twitch, twitch.tv/ZLadyLuthien. And there will be a link in the show notes.
Love it.
She's awesome.
Fantasmic.
Yes. Skanky.
Yes.
Food finish. I have a question. What is your normal food acquisition stuff when you go to the movies? What do you eat when you go to the movies?
Wow, everything is so different now because of Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
But I will sometimes get popcorn plain, okay, because they already put butter on there, so if you get buttered it gets a little soggy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cookies sometimes, because they got the three cookie combo.
Mm-hmm.
They got a chocolate chip, triple chocolate, and a banana nut cookie. Mm. All very good.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
And then sometimes I'll also get their pizza, because their pizza is really good at the movies.
Oh, nice.
And like if I'm at a normal movie theater that's not Alamo, I'll get some candy. The snow caps.
Do you buy the candy at the movie theater?
I do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I used to go to the movies with my mom, she used to just sneak some stuff in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not as badass as she is, so.
Yeah. Oh.
Why, is that what you do? You sneak some stuff in?
Skanky mom OG. I mean, I don't really like candy because I don't like sweets. But if I were to have candy, definitely go spend $1 at like your local drugstore, convenience store. Then you get the same exact thing instead of paying like $15-$20 for a thing of candy.
Uh-huh.
And just sneak that in. Popcorn, obviously, you can't bring in. You got to get the movie theater popcorn. That's what I do. I like a little bit of the butter on it, though. I know you and I differ on this one. I like adding a little bit of the butter on it. Popcorn, but also if it's not a nicer place, I also sometimes like getting the nachos if they have them. Those are tasty. I feel like, I don't know if I've ever had this or if I just like made it up in my mind, but like I feel like I would enjoy eating a hot dog while watching a movie.
Uh-huh.
So
I love hot dogs in general.
I do too. They're like
so good.
So not good for you and made of weird stuff, but they are just so delicious.
Ah, who cares? They're delicious.
Exactly. Like, that's fine. I also eat Taco Bell and other stuff, so I guess I really can't complain about food that has questionable stuff in it. But yeah, no, I love hot dogs. So,
amazing.
Anyways, Skanky.
Yes.
I think that wraps up another week of Shenantics.
I think we just did another episode 23. It's how, M-Call, this is great. Isn't it great how long this has been going on for? We haven't skipped a day yet.
I know. A few times we've come really close.
Like, we have come pretty close.
Not on purpose, like skipping, but like accidentally, like something didn't work out. So
yeah.
Yeah, 23 episodes. That is, I'm very impressed with it. So
I'm impressed too. It's been a good run so far.
It has been. All right, you guys, it's been another episode of Shenantics. New episodes go live Monday morning, bright and early, just in time for your commute, work day, school day, chore day, relaxation day. You can find the podcast wherever you find podcasts, including the iTunes Store and the Google Play Store. You can also go to our website at shenantics.rocks. If you guys have extra time, you should make sure you go and leave us a review on the iTunes store. We have, I believe it's 3 reviews, one from Lady Commander, one from Altitus, and one from Deathcake, and they are all awesome. So if you guys want to be as amazing as them, make sure you go leave us a review. If you guys have any questions for us, you can send us a tweet at twitter.com/shenanticspod, or you can send us an email at shenanticspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to join the discussion, head on over to our website, shenantics.rocks, and go to the About section and click on the invite link for the Discord room where people talk about it. And usually the thing now is, and this really started with Blue AM, people tend to do live reactions, like almost like live tweeting in the Discord as they listen to the episode and they have thoughts about it. So it is a blast. It is so fun, and I love seeing what people think of when they do that. Also, it seems like a lot, like, people yell at me for the stupid shit I say. Like, I literally, like, see, like, face palms and head desks as, like, people are talking about it in the Discord.
That's okay. I mean, I just said today that Han Solo was a Jedi, so.
It's great. So,
no, I definitely can't cut it out because I'm not going to listen. I'm not, yeah.
Exactly. You know, Skinky, if they wanted to give you any feedback about the Han Solo being a Jedi, where can they find you on the internet?
They can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/skanky, SKXNKY, and on Twitter at iSkanky, iSKANKY. And M. Cole, where can they find you on the internet?
I'm at Twitch at twitch.tv/MCule and the underscore symbol. And I'm also on Twitter with the exact same username. So if you guys have anything that you guys like to eat at the movies, make sure you send us a tweet. That has been another episode of Shenantics. Skanky, it has been great talking to you, bud.
It's been great talking to you too, and I'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.